which is just as bad. Without the local assembly, it's the remainder of the town, which is just as bad.
Okay, hello guys. So I know that video is really hard for you to watch. We have somebody waiting right now in the waiting room, guys. I'm going to be interviewing today Danielle. Danielle was the girl who was ran over that you guys saw in the video by Tia Turner. Not to be confused with Tina Turner. Just as crazy though. But this girl, Tia Turner, she drove through a crowd in Yorba Linda in her car. And the video footage went everywhere. It went kind of viral. And two people ended up in the hospital. And I did a video on YouTube where it kind of explained everything that she was, that the girl Tia was planning on doing when going to this event in Yorba Linda. Now, it was a Trump rally. And she was saying that she wanted to be a martyr. And she was saying things like she wanted to kill Trump supporters. So she went there with a mission. And I think she kind of carried that mission out. So if you guys want to see the video where I outed Tia Turner for planning this attack, you guys can see the link in the description below. But let's go ahead and get into this. So today they are doing a rally for Tia, I guess. And the rally looks like this. Let me pull up the flyer for you guys. So it's really kind of crazy that they're going to even march for this girl to be freed. So she's facing right now attempted murder charges. And she is in the Orange County Jail. And right now, it doesn't look like she's going to be getting out anytime soon, but she has a lot of people advocating and pushing for her to get out. Here's one of the flyers right here. This is by Icona Boom on Instagram. I don't know if you guys know who this person is, but I talked about it in the last video. Icona Boom is one of Tia Turner's biggest supporters. And also I've actually spoke to him a long time ago in the past. He was one of the ones at the Black Lives Matter rallies that was kind of not into the violence and stuff. So we did have conversation a long time ago. Now, I'm not saying that the conversation a long time ago means that what he's doing now is good or anything like that. I'm just saying that he was one of the ones that was less combative. But he is one of her biggest supporters and supports her whole entire group. And he's the one running the group while she's in jail. Her group is called Caravans for Justice. And Caravan for Justice is a group they put together that go kind of like Black Lives Matter. They're part of the whole coalition, which is a lot of groups in Long Beach that kind of push for Black Lives Matter. And although it's really contradictory, because I do see a lot of her text messages to her friends where she is mad at Black Lives Matter because she thinks that they stole her thunder, because she wanted Caravans for Justice to be a national thing. I don't know, whatever the case may be. But that's the group she runs and the organization she's behind. And Icona Boom is one of her biggest supporters. Anyways, he put together a press conference last week where he had a lot of people come out and he had the press show up, which I think it's really crazy that the press just shows up for anytime they ask at the left, the press shows up. When we want the press to show up, we can have thousands of patriots. The press won't show up. That's just stupid. But anyway, so we had the press come out in Long Beach and they held a whole entire press conference where they were asking people to free Tia. Her lawyer now is on the camera as well about 3 weeks ago saying that Tia is innocent. She was in fear for her life. But of course, we debunked that in the last video. So go ahead again and you guys can click that link in the description if you guys want to see that video. But today I have a really exclusive interview with somebody who's been kind of overshadowed with the situation, which I think is kind of sad that they're not really talking about this girl, because right now everybody's talking about the two people that were injured. And a lot of the media was saying that the girl that was injured is just fine. That is a lie. That is not the case at all. Now, there was a man, yes, named Brian, who did have both of his legs broken, and he just had a brand new grandchild, and he can't even like hold his kid. And so, I mean, there's a lot of emotional things attached to that one. And that one is also a GoFundMe that has been circulating everywhere. But this one also has a GoFundMe. And this one, I think she kind of got the worst end of it. She got her whole body ran over. And that being said, she also has a GoFundMe. Make sure you guys donate to both of them. These are both patriots that both are standing on the front lines. But this patriot in particular, who was there with her African-American boyfriend, like, go figure, right? Like, of all people to get ran over, the girl that was with her black boyfriend literally is the one who got ran over and was called racist and all this other stuff online by these people. Now, her GoFundMe is just as important, and I'm going to be donating to it today, and I urge a lot of you guys to as well. That is also in the description below. So let's go ahead and bring her on. Her name is Danielle, and she's been in the hospital for some time, and I think she's still kind of bedridden now, so forgive her camera angle, guys, but she's coming live from her bed.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My side keeps freezing, and they do this to me every single time. And what it is Facebook. It's the Facebook, like, gods. They hate me. But on YouTube, it's normally pretty clear, so don't worry about it if you see my side freezing all the fucking time. It's just what it does. But so this is Danielle and David. So David's there with you?
Yeah, he's right there.
Hi, David. How are you?
Doing all right.
That's good. That's good. You guys hanging in there?
We are.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So you're healing up pretty well?
Yeah, it's a long road, but...
Now, I know you don't like the video that we showed in the beginning of this segment. You did tell me that. You expressed that to me, and I saw you in the waiting room. I saw you, like, move your face away. So I want to apologize for not warning you that I was going to play that. I'm sorry for that. But the video, I think, is really telling, and it's important to get it out because nobody's really talking about your injuries. So can you tell us a little bit about your experience that day?
Yeah, it was actually really fun before all that happened. We were having a really good time and enjoying ourselves with everyone, and we didn't expect that. Just went over to where they were at, and we thought they were leaving. We were kind of pushing them out, and she got in the car and mowed me down.
Well, you said that you went over to wherever they were at. So can you explain to me the setup? Were you guys like face-to-face? Was it like a line of people on one side and a line of people on the other? Like, how was that set up?
Yeah, it was absolutely. So we were like at the corner of Imperial and Yorba Linda, just kind of, you know, waving our flags and this and that. All of a sudden, all the cops come down the road and make a blockade, and people start wondering what's going on. So everyone walks over, and there's just a huge line of them, and it's crazy. They have shields, pepper spray. I mean, there's just pepper spray in the air everywhere. They have these huge wooden sticks all over, hockey sticks, all this. And it literally is like a line, like we're going to battle. It was bizarre. And a lot of my friends, my dad was right in front of me. It was crazy. And it was so scary. And I'm just really there to make sure my dad's okay, my friends are okay. And I finally think they're leaving. And I think they felt like, you know, hey, we have more people. And my dad sees her get right in the car. She actually hits him first. In one of the videos, you see him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And then I never saw the car until I was on the hood. It was the craziest thing. I didn't even know it was there. I'm looking in a totally different direction. I'm on the hood of the car. She slams on the brakes. I fly forward, and I knew right there, I'm done. She's going over me. I immediately knew that was it. And
do you think you were going to like die or something?
I had no doubt. I'm like, literally as it's going over me, I'm thinking, this is how I die. I can't believe that we're here and this is happening. And I just felt every bit of it. She went over my leg, right over my back, like my butt, over my back and over my head. And wow. I don't know how she didn't crush my head to this day. It just still blows my mind that I'm alive. I'm so grateful.
What about you, David? Did you watch it happen? Did you witness like her be run over? What were you thinking? What was going through your mind when you saw your girlfriend being ran over?
Just kind of same sentiment. Just how the freaking hell is this going on right now? You know, the deputy sheriff actually announced that it was an unlawful protest, and we were on our way out. We were all on our way out, you know, and she jumps in her car. I was standing about 30, 40 feet away from her, and I see her get on the hood, and it was, I'd say same as her. I thought she was gone.
Oh, wow. Well, your heart must have been racing. That's really intense. What kind of injuries did you sustain from this?
I have like bone bruising. It's ridiculous. I have 3 fractures of my sacrum, which is right above the tailbone, and it's on my pelvis. So it's really hard to walk, hard to sit, hard to lay and move. I have a fractured rib, a fractured sternum, like my chest bone, and a collapsed lung. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And
my face was swollen out so bad. And I thought for sure my whole face was broken. It was crazy. Now I have just this hematoma, and it's like numb and hurts. It's really weird, but I thought my face was just like gone, and you know, so it was, I'm really, really, I'm just so lucky to be alive, and
Right. Here's a picture of you right afterwards. And your face looks pretty, like you're bleeding from your face and stuff. And I'm just happy that you survived. And I commend you for going through this and for feeling brave enough to come on this video. Because of my first video, I got a lot of heat from it. And I think it's important, though, to get your story out there before tomorrow. As she's tomorrow, you know her court date's tomorrow, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Are you guys going to be going and attending?
I have some friends coming. I don't think I can make it there. It's really hard for me to get around. But I definitely, some people will be there. We need to know what's going on. She cannot get out. I don't even know. Yeah. It's so scary. I mean, people that part of her group, they're scared to death of her. They want her. It's ridiculous. She needs to be where she's at. She needs to never get out as far as I'm concerned.
It's wild, actually, because the information I got actually came from one of her group members, a couple of them, actually. So there's like three group members that came forward, and they're so scared of this woman that they found an opportunity in the fact that she's gone in jail right now. And they said, we really want to get the truth out there because they believe that they do believe in Black Lives Matter. We may not agree on the situation at hand, but at the same time, there's still good enough people to where they think they see what she's doing is wrong and that she's actually violently attacking people and planning these attacks everywhere from Seal Beach to Yorba Linda. So I think it's very important to out that because we can all disagree on things and we can march and we can do our things, but violence is never the answer and violence is never okay. And there's never an excuse for it ever. Exactly. And you could have lost your life.
Exactly.
That's
really
grounding.
Wow. And my dad, his mental, he saw his daughter get run over and think for sure she's dead. I mean, how horrifying to see that. It's just horrible. I can't even imagine someone thinking to do that, how psychotic. It's just insane.
I got to say, though, I do commend all the Patriots because I've noticed that the Patriots throughout this situation, they could have went south on this on situations where they could have like really thought negatively of maybe even Black people because of Black Lives Matter doing this and stuff, because you're loved by a lot of people. You have a lot of support out there and there's a lot of people out here that love you. And I see that. And especially the fund page, and I think it's beautiful. But it can make a lot of these people who love you really sour towards the Black community. And so I'm really, really proud of the Patriots. I'm proud to be on this side so much because none of us have turned to racism for this and none of us have even thought about that. That's not even something that crossed our minds. In fact, I have that written down based on a list of questions I could go over. And that one came out of from my roommate saying, like, we were trying to exchange questions because that's something that I didn't even think about. But that's really, really important here because we are told that we're racist. We are told all this stuff all the time. And this could have really made people racist because Tia, could have put a bad name out there for all Black people and she really didn't. And I gotta say, I love being a patriot for that, you know?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Thank you.
And my mom's half Black, like legitly. So when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement, the original purpose and original cause, I gotta say, patriots might not like what I have to say about this situation, but when it comes to the bleeding situation, the heart of it all, that's the one part of it I do stand with. And I do feel like we can have a conversation about. It's not worth going and looting and breaking down things and burning cities down, but it's definitely a conversation to be had. But other than that situation, I think that it's been hijacked a long time ago. It's been hijacked by people who are radical and on the left who simply are pushing it for a political agenda. And I think it's wrong. And I think it's playing with lives. And more importantly, it's playing with Black lives, their lives that they are standing up for, quote unquote. It's playing with their lives and making them look really bad. And that's not fair to them. So that's something I just wanted to go on here and say as well, because that's very, very important. But back to the situation at hand. So how long were you in the hospital for because of all this?
3 days.
Okay.
So. Yeah,
that's why the media made it seem like you weren't that injured. I saw some articles. I mean, you also told me that you've seen some articles that said that you weren't even injured at all.
Right. Yeah.
How did it feel sitting in the hospital reading that from the hospital bed?
It was really bad, actually, because I was in the most pain I think anyone can really be in. And just because I'm lucky enough to not have needed surgery. I think I still need to see an orthopedic surgeon. But they even said you're going to be in the most pain you've ever, it's just like, I'm sitting here reading this. Oh, no injuries. Like one of them actually, it was ABC said no injuries. And I'm like,
no injuries.
Yeah, I said no injuries. ABC 7 said no.
Well, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked, but I'm sad by it, but I'm not shocked by it.
Right, yeah. So that was hard. And another thing that's really bad is, you know, people are actually losing family relationships over this because of how bad they're making us sound. I have, my friend's sister-in-law now won't talk to her because she said something about Hero being there, getting run over, and she thinks I'm some racist that was there in this lynch mob, and it's absolutely crazy. Because
you're so racist. Look at the black man in bed with you. Yeah, like, that's so racist. Right.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, so that's why I went, you know what, I need to talk about this. People need to hear what is going on because this is insane. I mean, I can't even imagine that I have like friends, my friend's family won't talk to her because that's how bad they're portraying us out there. And it's ridiculous.
And can I also say, I really, 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 really hate the fact, like, my race and my mother's race has never came up before in conversation. Never, it's never been a thing. I'm American. So The thing is, like, for me to even have to mention that, or for you to even have to mention that your boyfriend is whatever, that's so ridiculous. And it's so crazy to me that that's what we come to. Because I always made fun of those people. I was like, I have one black friend. You know what I mean? Right. Like, and I hate that we even have to say these things to prove our non racist points, but the thing is that it's insane. Like, I hate it. I can't wait till the day we never have to do that again. I never had to bring up my mom's race before, and here I am now bringing it up. You've never had to do it either. Like, you're in love. It doesn't matter what race anybody is. So I mean, to have to do that really makes me feel like that dumb kid from high school that was like, I have one black friend. Like, I hate having to do that. I fucking hate it. It's retarded.
It's so bad. I totally get it.
But David, how was your experience when you was reading things on the news? I'm sitting in the hospital waiting for her to recover and reading that note, she has no injuries. Like, was that sing for you? How did that feel?
That got me heated because they fixed it since. They did fix it. Yeah. But the initial statement, because I went and saw her the day after, and the initial statement was one, they said that Brian, I didn't say his name, but they said that Brian had sustained some injuries and another woman had none or something along those lines. I'm sure the article is now gone because about 2 days later it was major injury sustained by both people. You know, they fixed it, but initially it was it and all I could think is just, you know, like, it's what's this spin, man? Like, you guys weren't there. So to be honest with you,
all I've seen in the media was about Brian getting his legs broken. And I honestly have never heard or seen much about Danielle at all. I've seen that there was also a woman and they said that she was in critical care for a minute, but then they said that she was out and she's fine. But I don't know why they were skipping over that. And the funny part about it is these are leftists who stick up for quote unquote women's rights. Well, this is a woman who they're literally overshadowing for a white man. So, I mean, no offense, David, if David's watching, we're all there for him too. His name's Brian, right? Brian. All there for Brian too. We love him too. But at the same time, like, isn't that kind of funny? It's ironic, isn't it?
That's what was kind of weird to me too. I kept noticing that, like, what is their agenda with not having, like, they're trying to almost make it seem like it never happened. Like, I wasn't there or something. And wait a minute. I want people to hear, first of all, the truth. I want people to know what happened there.
Amen.
I want people to see, and there's so much evidence. That's the best part about it. There's so many videos of it, but people do need to hear too.
Right.
You know, my dad saw the look in her eyes. I saw her face. We're getting sprayed with pepper spray all over the place. We saw all the weapons. We saw the shields. We were right there.
And real quick, when you said that you were being sprayed with pepper spray, now there was also rumors, and I talked about this in my first video, that she was the one walking around literally just spraying aimlessly pepper spray at people that she just saw like in front of her. So was that true?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And that's on video too. And that's the thing, you can see that. They were all spraying pepper. They were, a lot of them were spraying pepper spray, but she was moving around. And I think seriously, the fact that they were turning around and leaving pissed her off so bad. She already knew that's what she was going to do. She was going to get in that car. She rented that car to do this. She knew what she was doing. But at that point, that was time she had to go. And this was her plan all along.
I heard that from her roommate that it was actually her plan. And she's the one who gave out every single person that had pepper spray. She's the one who handed them out. She has about six of them that she hands out at the beginning of every single rally. And they normally start 1 hour before the rallies in order to educate her own people on what to be mad about in a sense, and to get them riled up. But this one, she showed up and you guys actually beat them there this time, and you guys were there, and she went live on Instagram and was saying red alert, red alert, red alert. Now red alert is what the BLM people call out to each other in Long Beach. That's their thing. I don't know if it's national, but I could tell you it's Long Beach's thing, where they say red alert in order to get more people to show up to these events to protect them. Now if you guys would look at her picture on Facebook, since she's in jail, she can't change it, it's still on her profile picture. It says red alert, red alert, red alert all around her face. Now that is literally only there when they need help at the Black Lives Matter protests. So that's literally who made, they made the Black Lives Matter, I think it was actually the coalition that made the Facebook frame, but they use it every time they need to call out to each other. That's actually one of their like underground methods. So so she was pretty mad, basically. She was really mad at the fact that you guys were there early and she couldn't rile up her people to fight you guys. So instead, she walked around with pepper spray and sprayed everybody. And I could tell you one thing. When she ran you over, when she first asked her people to get out of the car, there's no way in hell she was in fear for her life. She ran you over with confidence. And we know this because when she asked the people to get out of the car, the people who drove the car up to her, well, when they got out of the car, why would she, if she's in fear for her life, why would she have those people get out of the car and stand in the same crowd that she is fearful of? That makes zero sense.
Zero. That's why when I saw your video, I didn't even know that. I went, oh, that was amazing. You're absolutely right. And because I kept hearing about the car being moved over there. I didn't know that she had them leave. And I went, oh, yeah, that's absolutely right.
Well, and I also got somebody said they said they'll send me a video, and they still haven't sent it to me, so I will check up on that. But somebody told me they're going to send me a video of when she first pulled up. So they have a video of people pulling up, and they were just kind of aimlessly filming. And I guess there is footage of her pulling up, and she had a car full of people. So the fact of the matter is, she got arrested by herself in the car. So that means that people she came with clearly were not in the car with her. And so that puts more truth to the evidence we already have of the people getting out of the car, her press people that she has come with her. So, I mean, that's really telling. And that's just more evidence that goes to say she literally did this on purpose. And what's sad is that you ended up being the one under the vehicle.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's so terrifying to even think about, thinking about a car going over your entire body. I know you don't want to see it, but do you mind if I show the video clip one more time?
No, go ahead. I just
want to
look.
I really want people to see this because this is really intense. And I think it's really important. Facebook keeps like free my face. So should I give it 1 second? Sorry, this whole thing is freezing on me. I think what's happening is I just got kicked off Facebook. So I'm kicked off one of my Facebook pages already. So just bear with me, guys, and we are about to pull it up right now. That's even hard for me to watch, to be honest with you. That's really, oh my God.
It's really hard.
Like horrendous.
Yeah, I can't watch
that one. That one's really bad. Whoever took that video, kudos to them. I searched the internet everywhere for a video of the actual front of the car, and there's like nobody has it. But that one was the first one I seen. And when you first sent it to me, thank you for the warning, by the way, when you said I can't even watch this last one. And because when I first opened it, I already was like kind of peeking away just because like I knew it was going to be kind of horrible. But that one, it is really horrible. Yeah. And but it's showing that she literally ran you over, girl. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I'm so happy that you're alive and I'm so happy you're here. And David, I'm sure David's been next to you this entire time. And thank you for that, David. That's really awesome. You guys are patriots for sure. And it feels good to know you guys are still alive and out there. I did put your guys' GoFundMe in here as well, so people can donate to it as well. I hope they do. I'll be donating this afternoon. And what message would you give to Tia and her lawyer? I'm sure, first of all, did you guys see the press conference that he did?
No.
Actually,
okay,
I didn't.
Well, the lawyer came out of the courthouse actually and decided to get on camera and do a whole press conference about how the fact that she's innocent and she was in fear for her life and all this and that you guys were literally trying to attack her and everything the video doesn't say at all. So, I mean, it's all like clearly lies, but her her lawyer's really going with this narrative. And her lawyer actually is a known lawyer who worked with people with Antifa to get Antifa out of jail and stuff. So, I mean, he's, I hate to say this, but he's a good lawyer as into where he gets his people out. So I'm really praying that they don't get her out. And that you said something about her being moved to, they're trying to move the case to LA, because we all know in LA they'll get it, she'll be getting out. I really hope and pray that they don't do that. But the press conference went as follows. He comes out and says that you, all the people that got ran over, in fact, were the ones who were the agitators, and that you guys were just rode down, if you will, driven over because of the fact that she was trying to protect herself. What do you have to say to Tia and her lawyer, if anything?
Liars. I don't even know what else. You guys are just the biggest liars I know, and the truth will come out. There's too many videos. Yeah. I'm so grateful for that. The cops are all up above videotaping everything. They have everything.
Yeah, that's video footage. There's so much.
There's yet. You. That doesn't lie. A video doesn't lie. You can talk up your ass all you want. You can be Johnny Cochran and do all that. But if you have this type of video, that's the only thing that keeps me sane, because anytime I think about her possibly getting out or anything, I lose it. And then I think, no, there's so much video. I just can't, I don't know. It's who knows though, in this day and age.
Exactly. You never know these days. And with Antifa and stuff getting out left and right, we are in California. I wouldn't put it past them, but what I will say is that it's going to be up to us to make sure we keep on raising awareness and making noise, because as long as we're making videos like this and getting the truth out there, then I think that it's going to put enough pressure on Orange County sheriffs to not let her out and to really push the defense of you on there. And so I really do believe that, this video in itself is important, and not just get your story out there, but to talk about it in general, because a lot of times patriots, we do this thing where we're silent and we are complicit. And I think that's part of the problem. We need to start raising awareness. We need to start sticking up for ourselves, and we need to start being loud. And I'm seeing a lot of us are, we're starting to come out of the woodwork, you know, but we need to continue this because people like this cannot be on the streets of America, around our children, around, you know, this can't be out. And, I do believe her charges are just. I do believe that there should be maybe even extra charges there personally, based on the fact that she told people to get out of the car. Those people I think should be getting charged as well. But that's for another, I guess, lawyer, another court date. But this one's going to be for her bail. Did you say that?
It's a bail hearing. Yeah.
Okay. And her bail last time.
I talked to an investigator and he did say it was going to take a while. So, I mean, I think they have to get a lot of evidence, and which I'm glad, take all the time, make it the strongest case you can and keep that bitch in jail.
Right. I just think the point is she needs to be off the streets regardless.
Off the streets. Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah.
So what do you think about this flyer?
They make me sick. Every time I see these, I'm so sick. It's so hard knowing that people, I just feel, are brainwashed so bad. And it's so sad that people are lied to. They don't know the truth. And
I don't see how you can keep your composure, to be honest. I got doxxed really bad one time from Antifa, and people even put fake blood on my front door at my house and stuff. It was really kind of scary for me, like in 2016. So what I did was, I was so crazy and frantic, and I'm hyper already. So like when I saw people online believing that I was a bad person and I was racist and stuff, I was so dumb and I was so compelled. I messaged every single one of them privately. I was like, no, I'm not racist. Like, it was so horrible. So I'm so proud of you for keeping your composure and not doing something like that. Although like I'm sure like those feelings are there because it must be horrible being labeled publicly as a racist. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, we are Republicans. We are the opposite of racism. Like, literally, that's what our whole party was founded for. So, like, it's so frustrating. Oh, it's so frustrating.
It really is. And it's very frustrating. Yeah.
And it sucks. Well, thank God you have David. If you didn't have David, you have to find that black friend to say, hey, I have a black friend too, you know?
it's sad to say, but it's freaking true, man.
True.
It's
I know. True.
Yeah, like, I hate it, man.
At a better point in time.
Yeah, we were like, this is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I hate being that kid, because there was always like, especially with my mom being half black and my cousins being black growing up, I was always like, okay, Hey, like I always had that in the back of my mind. Like I never wanted to be that kid that was like, I have a black friend. So like that thing always has like scarred me since a little kid, because like I'm obviously white. And obviously in my family, my family's mainly dark. It's mostly dark people. And then there's me and then my sister and like whatever. So it's like always been like scarring to me to have to be that in that position. So, I mean, these days it just really sucks, but like, whatever, it is what it is, you know. Like people are starting to wake up slowly but surely. But let's hope they've.
Yeah. People waking up.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that gives me a little hope too. Is I'm seeing people wake up, and I'm like, okay. Yeah. Just as long as I can see a little bit, I'm like, it keeps me going, you know.
Yeah. Now I do want to warn you about this group, though. I want you to stay clear of them, because after you've made this video, they might try to come for you online. But just know that this group's a little ballsy. They might go out of online, because normally I only get threats online. I don't really worry about it in the public eye. But I didn't go to the rally today, the one I showed the flyer for, because of the fact that they now are threatening me outside of the internet. So I want you to be careful as well, because these people seem to be—they're meaning business. They really mean business, mm-hmm. and the election's coming close, and they are not happy. And these people are in Long Beach. These are the people literally, like, they have, some of them are in gangs, like legitimately in gangs. But there's a guy called Something Fitness, and he is a guy who trains everybody at the park in order to combat Trump supporters, or like they try to say, get the white people mad. And I want you to know that I have been in Long Beach. I'm not going to say where I was at or anything like that, because I don't want them to come for me. But I know somebody lives around the area, and so I do drive up past there every Saturday and Sunday. And I do see that they are still training people to fight every Saturday and Sunday. I think they look stupid. They kind of look like they're doing like that kind of, what's it called? Like live action role play kind of thing, LARPing. Like it looks really fucking nerdy, but regardless of what it looks like, they are doing it. And it looks like they do mean business. And I have got wind that they're training them on the sticks to use, because inside their sticks, they put their tasers. So I want you to be careful out there. I want you to keep your head on a swivel. And if you can even move it, you know, and I want you to make sure that you are being careful. And David, God bless you for being there next to her. And you two look out for yourselves, because these people are really mad, and who knows what they're capable of.
Right.
You as well, man. You look out for yourself as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Luckily I live in a gated place, and I did buy a gun. So all you guys listening, I have a gun now.
We'll put some rounds to it, baby.
Just keep, go to the range, practice and get comfortable.
Oh, I do all the time. I love the range. Like I dare somebody to come for me. Like I'm a little gay boy with a gun. Like, come on. So anyways, thank you so much for coming on here. I don't want to make this video too long, because I do want people to make it shareable and stuff like that. So if you guys are watching this, go ahead and share this video, please, and get the word out there. They are having their thing today. Let me go ahead and put it back on the screen. They are having this event today at 2:00 at Ground Park. They call it a Freedom March. I hate that they're even taking the word freedom. Like, you can't have that word. They're not good enough to have that word. But anyways, they're having a freedom march in order to free Tia as a political prisoner. They said that their demands are to free Tia immediately. Their other demands are to reduce bail and drop all charges. And then number three is to charge all who assaulted and threatened Tia, which is crazy, because I never saw one video of her being assaulted. I saw her spraying people and hitting people. But what video was she assaulted? Whatever. And then their last one is to... internal and external investigate of OCSD. Now that one is the most telling, and that one makes me the happiest, because they came for them, because they're coming for the court system and the police officers in Orange County and the sheriff's department. I know for a fact now that they just shot themselves in the foot with that one, because OC, the reason why she's in jail is because you're in OC. OC don't play. So now that you're going to come for them, bitch, those are the ones you have to go through to get them out, first of all. So, I mean, you should have been nice to them at least. But exactly. So that makes me happy that they put that on there. But that also at the same time, it's funny, because that means they literally shot themselves in the foot with that one. But whatever, they think they're smart. So, but if you guys do want to not go to their rally, and if you do not want to go and counter protest today, which I won't be going because my life's being threatened, but you guys shouldn't go, wink, wink. But and not you two. You two definitely should not go.
No, you're not going.
But people watching, if you guys do not want to go, wink, wink, you guys don't go to Grand Park at 2:00 p.m. in L.A. It's at 200 North Grand Avenue in Los Angeles. Stay clear of there. Anyways, guys, so thank you so much for coming on here. And again, I just got to say, I'm so happy you're alive. And I know prayers don't do much, so I will be donating today. So make sure you guys are also donating to her GoFundMe. Her story is just as compelling, just as important, if not more. Did you used to say more injuries, didn't you?
Yes. yeah, but he's in a lot of, I mean, it's, yeah, you can't compare.
Both of you are kind of fucked, like, you know.
Yeah, we're both fucked, yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, it's really crazy to me that the leftist media still puts women below the white man. So just saying, I mean, I don't think it's exactly the Republicans doing it, clearly. So, I mean, you know, they also voted for a white man to be their nominee. So, I mean, all this white man hate and rhetoric is so ridiculous when they're the ones literally pushing the white supremacy. Whatever.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So
thank
anyways.
You what you're doing. You're amazing. That video, I was like, oh, we need to talk. So You're
welcome. And you know what? I wasn't even there at that incident. I'm at a lot of them, but I was actually in Portland at the time. But I really wish I was there to get my own footage of that, because that's what I do. I go to places and get and film. But I think everybody who also gave me the footage and stuff like that for this situation. But I'm praying for a good outcome tomorrow. I'm praying that her bail remains at $1 million and that she does not get out. I'm praying that if she does get out, it's only for a short period of time. And I'm really praying for you and your family.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome, guys. And tell your dad I said you're okay, so he could breathe now and to not be so try not to be so stressed. And I'm sure that's hard on him, but tell your dad I said that we appreciate him so much, and we appreciate all of you guys. You guys are patriots, and I can't wait to see you at the next rally if you can come back out.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Thanks. You as well.
All right, guys, so that was that. This video keeps on freezing on me. I'm so sorry. So I think you're just gonna have to listen to it like it's a podcast. Don't even look at the damn screen. But the point is that this is happening, and this is not a conspiracy theory. These people are being targeted for simply being Trump supporters. We need to stand together as patriots against this, and not just as patriots, but as Americans. And I think that people on the Black Lives Matter side, I don't want you guys to think that they're all in on this, because they're not. I have met some of the most nicest people recently through this situation with Tia, because they are in fear of Tia. They do not want violence and stuff like that, but there is a small group that's perpetuating it and that wants it to happen. And their names, I've already showed you guys. One of them who wasn't into it, which is now crazy to me that he's kind of pushing it, is a guy that made this flyer. And the other one is called King Tut Fitness. He's the one training everybody on how to be violent. So just remember those names, because they're very, very important, guys, because we need to make sure we are all visual right now. And when you guys go to these rallies and Black Lives Matter is there, when they want you guys to get riled up, you guys are getting riled up. Maybe we should also rethink that, because that's their whole goal here. They bring their own media so that you act a fool and they can show it the world that you are a fool. And I got to say, when it comes to the thing that happened in Santa Monica and when it happened in Seal Beach, it's kind of working, sadly, guys. So we need to make sure that we're keeping clear minds as well. And but I don't blame the ones who do act out, because we're fucking done. We're done. We've been pushed around too damn long. Here's the other person's name. His name is Iconic Boom _ on Instagram. And if you guys want to, I challenge everybody. In fact, everybody go add them. Go add King Tut Fitness and Iconic Boom _ on Instagram, because they did find me already and try to block me. These were actually sent to me from somebody else. But I want you guys to go add them and see what they're all about, and see what they're saying about this Tia situation and how they're trying to say she's innocent, which is the most disgusting thing in the world. So anyways, guys, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. If you guys can, please share out this video. I appreciate every single one of you guys. If you guys want to donate to her, GoFundMe. It is in the description below. Also, the link to the first video I did on the situation is in the description below. If you guys would like to go to the courthouse tomorrow, it's going to be in Santa Ana Courthouse. You have to be there really early, around 8:30 a.m. No telling when she'll be seen, but I will tell you that her case will be heard tomorrow, and you'll be able to see it on the screens inside the courthouse on the docket. And due to COVID, I think they were having people wait outside, but I think that's actually lifted already at the courthouse. So feel free to go there and sit in there and see, watch for yourself, and to get a taste of what her lawyer is like. I encourage a lot of people to do that. We got to stick up for one another, and we got to stick up for Danielle. We got to stick up for Brian and make sure that these people are not being injured in vain. We are helping them on the GoFundMe, but it's more than just money. This is also a moralistic thing. And I think it's very important that we stand together with our brothers and sisters in this movement. We only have a week, guys, about a week and a half left until election. I hope you guys voted. If you haven't already, good. Keep your ballots and take it in on November 3rd to a polling place, because as you guys can hear already, all through LA, things are getting burned down. People are burning the polling boxes. Make sure you guys are getting your guys' ballots and voting for all red across the board. We want Black people to be able to leave Compton. We want Black people to be able to have a better future. So we want to vote school choice. We want to make sure that we are not voting for the pedophile shit. We want to make sure we are voting for these potholes to be fixed, Gavin Newsom. Like, you know, we got to make sure we're really being vigilant about what we're voting for. It's more than just a presidency on the line. This is our state. This is our home. And this is where we live. So thank you guys. And like I say in every single video, I'll see you in the next one. Bye.